Association, and often referred to as the King of Telluride and the King of Newgrass. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Mr. Sam Bush and his band. Thank you guys. Thank you.
circles around me. Good afternoon, music lovers. And by golly, if you come to hear Ecstasy, you are a music lover. As you know, we're here in honor of the current release, Circles Around Me. Forgive me if I keep calling it an album at times. There's still albums to me. And this current CD is kind of a mix of newgrass and bluegrass, some old as Bill Monroe, some of these tunes. And here's one of those Bill Monroe tunes. In the words of Woodstock friends, it's a free show from here on out. I've torn up the set list, which I never actually made. But I would love to take a second. And a great moment of appreciation for these fine musicians that I have the privilege of playing with every night. On the banjo, when it comes to the five string, he can make that thing swing. Any style you want, you got it with Mr. Scott Bester. He makes his own CDs too. You might want to look for those. On the guitar now, actually a very fine mandolin player. So of course you know that means you're certainly not going to hear that today. But his guitar playing speaks for itself, and one fine singer too. Give it up for Mr. Stephen Moger. And the last time we were here, Stephen was here with us on guitar, but the CD had already been recorded before we met, so we're proud to announce this is the first CD that Stephen Moger has been with the band on, and we're really happy about that. Thank you, brother. He's my vocal coach as well. Back here on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not wrong about this, spent 17 years in the Tonight Show Orchestra with Doc Severinsen. Is that right? I'm sorry, he watched the Tonight Show with Doc Severinsen for 17 years. Hey, it could have happened to anybody that's not paying attention. I knew there was a connection there. But the only drummer in the world that doesn't care if he has a drum riser, ladies and gentlemen, that makes him taller because his playing makes him the big man, a 10-foot man on the drums. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Brown and his drums are going out. And of course, the man on the bass that knows when to put in the space or when to lay all the licks on that you want to hear, as he will do throughout the day. And I'm telling you, we're both from Bowling Green. Hold your applause for Bowling Green. No, we got to go on the show. We can't just applaud everyone's hometown. And I know about it. I'll tell you, Bowling Green gets no respect. No respect at all. But we've known each other since we were kids, and when it comes to a great musician, you don't need a better one than Byron House. Go back to mainly featuring tunes off this CD, not necessarily all of them. Hey, there's Mickey Clark. Look at there. How you doing, Mick? Especially our old friends, thank you for being here, because you know what you're going to hear when you get here. But, boy, one of the greatest things in the world's happened. Bob Dylan has made a Christmas album. It is a new millennium. We haven't heard it yet, but... The reason I was thinking about that, this is a tune recorded by us on the new CD. As well as I remember, and check me if I'm wrong, but I think I learned this off the very first Bob Dylan album. And he didn't write this, but an old tune. It's called Diamond Joe. There is a man you hear about most every place you go. His home is in Texas, and his name is Diamond Joe. He carries all his money in a diamond-studded jaw. never was much bothered by the process of the law. Well, I hired at the Diamond Joe Boys. I did offer him my hand, and he gave me a string of horses so they could not stand. Mistreat me so that I never saved a dollar in the pay of Diamond Joe. Say, how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? I ain't riding with none of y'all. That's a tailgating, I see. The song Circles Around Me, I co-wrote with my friend Jeff Black, and I just think Jeff Black is one of the greatest songwriters. If you haven't heard about him, look him up online, or he is wonderful. In the realms of songwriting, of course, you got Bob Dylan up at the top for me. And then I was fortunate later we'll do one that I co-wrote with Guy Clark. He's way up there too. But Jeff Black is high on that rung of songwriting brilliance. So we want to do one of his tunes for you. This is called The Golden Heart Locket.
Washed out and the rising a gold heart locket on a silver chain, fence tied in my fist in the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain. In a gold heart locket on a silver chain.
Hey, let's play an instrumental, shall we? We're very inspired. I'm looking back at the classic, one of the classic photos of Miles Davis. I know, Scott. Dig deep, brother. Miles is watching you. I always wanted one of those classic photos, but I just can't look that angry. I've tried. Oh no. The photographer always laughs. I've tried for the jazz look. Here's one we recorded, and gives everybody a chance to have a little fun, take a little solo. Chris, hold the vocals on this, if you would, please. Yeah, normally he scat sings a solo, but apparently we couldn't get a microphone for him today. Sorry, Chris. He's okay with that, all in all. But one made up down on the Gulf Shores, well, the Gulf Shores, the Redneck Riviera, down in the panhandle of Florida. Lynn and I like to go down there, and I like to try to make up tunes looking out, and this one was inspired, well, I'd actually had already made up the tune, but the title was inspired by the fact that we were down there for a few weeks and got energetic. And what are you going to do that you never do? Rent bicycles. How long has it been since we rode a bike? Oh, 25 years. But by golly, so we're down here pedaling along, and Lynn made it up the hill pretty good. I was lagging behind a little bit. Later to find out that the area we were going through is called Blue Mountain Beach. Elevation, and one of the highest points in Florida, elevation, I don't know, 150 feet. And, well, when you're out of shape, I found out how high 150 feet is, so this tune named in honor of that. This is called Blue Mountain. Here we go. Blue Mountain. Thank you. Chuck Wilson on the five, James Patrick. The Rick Mojo, Stephen Moses. Brother Love from up above, Chris Brown. Of course, Mr. Bob Rawl, House. Featured on the CD that I had the good fortune to co-write with a couple of great songwriters, Verlin Thompson, and of course the great Guy Clark. And this is a tune. Guy called me up one day and said, me and Verlin are starting to make up a song about, gotta lay right on the line, the murder of string bean and Estelle. So in the tradition of folk music, bluegrass, I kind of made this song up. It was often said String Bean didn't trust banks. A lot of people knew that he sometimes would carry up to $10,000 in the bib of his overalls. The great opera entertainer, String Bean, some of you may have seen him on Hee Haw or what have you, but he actually, some people don't know, he was Bill Monroe's first banjo player before Earl Scruggs. So the first bluegrass banjo player was String Bean. And this is a story about what happened to him and his Estelle when they got home from the Grand Ole Opry on a Friday night. Ridgetop, Tennessee, 1973, the Brown boys killed String Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls, at least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his opry pay.
Then 23
yes, major. From Louisville, Kentucky, Rob Stokes. Get the lovely and talented Rob Stokes. And thank you so much to our also lovely and talented, you are a good looking man, don't think we have noticed. Darren Shoemaker running the sound for us as he does every night. He too is a damn good man of play, so you want to hear him play, I'll tell you that. Well, I gotta say, what a pleasure it is to be here. I've never seen so many of you here before, and I hope you, and I'm sure you do, appreciate what a great store this is. And around America, they're dwindling down. There aren't great record stores anymore. We all live in and around Nashville, and there isn't anything like Gear Ecstasy in Nashville, and it's a sad state because it's just a sign of the times. And yes, many of us like to buy online, and that's a great convenience, but it's so much more fun when you get to go to the store and look at the record. And remember when James Taylor's face was this big on a record cover? How good he looked, and oh yes, you know, what a great thing. And when Bob Marley would give you a record that folds over, and of course he said, this record is great for cleaning earth. Yes, I mean, sorry, a CD doesn't give you that thrill. We went with the new green package on this new CD. There's no jewel case. And there's a young man right there. And as you notice, it can fold out. I'm not sure it gives you the same thrill as Bob Marley's album cover did. But then again, things are more expensive now. Well, at the risk of overplaying, we're not quite through, but here's another one. We'll do a couple. We'd be happy to sign your records. We'll discuss baseball. I want to dedicate this song to my good friend, Marshall Sheeler. Hope you enjoy this one, Marshall. We did this on the
very first Newgrass Revival record, Brother Ebo wrote this tune. This is called Whisper My Name. Friends, and I assume we are by now. So I want to tell you what a pleasure it is to get to be here because, we started the Newgrass Revival in Louisville in 1971. And to this day, you know, I've got good pals that came from this town and that we used to meet up and jam a lot. And way back down there, we all used to play down on Washington Street, and we played down at the Red Dog Saloon. I remember down the street, and it wasn't the one with Sting in it, but there was a band called The Police used to play. And then on nights when the Bluegrass Alliance, I was in at the time, before Bluegrass Revival,
at the Red Dog Saloon would be a great band called Dusty. And the lead singer and guitar player in that band was a man named Tim Krepper. Tim and I became pals, and he was the first guy that ever took me over his house and set me down and go, "You need to hear this. You don't know enough about music. You got to listen to this." And he made me listen to a group called The Band.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then he was the guy in Louisville that could play all the Clarence White guitar licks off the Byrds albums. And he was the guy that Tony Rice and I used to sit and marvel at, and probably one of the only electric guitar players I ever heard Tony Rice say, "Man, that cat could play." And he was right. That cat could play. And he could write a song. And he could sing. And I don't have to tell you what a hole it's left in the Louisville music scene to not have Tim Krepper, and how much we love Tim. And so we want to do a Tim Krepper song for you. And don't forget about the Tim Krepper song that John has set up here for the ecstasy. And so here's a couple more we'll do for you, but definitely, Tim, we miss you, brother, and I'm sure you guys, we're sending a lot of love to Tim Krepper today. And thank you all for being here, and after this, we'll be doing some signings. We'll talk about baseball. If your favorite team happens to have an NY on their cap, don't bother. Oh, sure, we can. We can talk about them. But thank you for being in here, ecstasy today. Here's a Tim Krepper song.
Thank you.
Supporting this store if you can, because there aren't many like it, and we sure appreciate it. I mean, where else can I look over and see an LP of Kiss? By the way, guess who the only mandolin player that ever recorded with Kiss was? And for those of you that buy 20 of the new Sam Bush CDs, you will get a free 8-track copy of What Kind of Fool Am I by Anthony Newley. Tell me, Newley, as we called him over in the other kingdom. Yes, Byron? Oh, Byron's right. There's a competition, mate. Who buys the most gets the one. Well, I knew him personally as a warm, natural human being. We called him Tony Newley. And What Kind of Fool Am I was one of his, although small, he apparently made a major impact on the British music scene. What Kind of Fool Am I, Tony Newley, and I'll never forget when I met Tony Newley, he looked at me in a warm, compassionate voice and said, "Who are you?" So we're thinking about Tony Newley, Anthony Newley, the one that buys the most CDs apparently gets the Anthony Newley, What Kind of Fool Am I? Well, you can answer that question, obviously. So here's a tune that Tim Kreckel set me down and said, you have to learn this song. Thank you.
Cripple Creek. She set free by spring to leap. I don't have to speak. She defended me. A lover is free. Jones on the cross.
Scott Vestal on his 5-7. Moses, the big college in Moses, the Southern Ally. Chris Brown and his drums are renowned. And Mr. Byron House. Sam Bush! Continue to support this wonderful store.
Tim's going to be sticking around for a few moments to sign his new CD right up by the front counter that we have on sale. Circles around me. We really appreciate all of y'all coming out today on this beautiful fall afternoon, and especially to Sam Bush. Thank you, guys.